You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Understanding that God has loved us with a selfless love is the starting point of our becoming a blessing to others. Dig deeper into this topic and this message from our new series, Selfless.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Anyway, we are now in our last week of our series entitled Selfless. And yung first week po na just for us to have a review, tinignan po natin yung selfless love. Kung saan sinabi po natin na we can imitate God. Katulad din po na sinasabi ni Apostle Paul sa mga saints in Ephesus. And before we can imitate God, kailangan po natin muna maintindihan yung position natin in Christ. Importante po yun. So that we can love others. Kasi kung di po tayo aware, no, dumating din po tayo sa point in our life na we are unlovable. Would you say amen to that? But because of Christ's love for us, now, natututo po tayo na mahalin din yung ibang tao. And on the second week, tinignan natin yung topic about marriage. Okay? Tinignan natin yung example ni Christ on how He laid down His life for the church. And hopefully po, no, sa mga married couples na nandito, ma-follow po natin yung example ni Jesus Christ on how He is loving the church. Okay? Tapos last week, tinignan naman po natin yung relationships or we've talked about sex and intimacy or purity. And lahat tayo rito, natuto tayo, especially when we said na sex should only be done, okay, in the boundary of marriage. Okay? And alam natin na pag pinag-usapan natin yung topic na sex, alam natin na napakarumi yung perception ng mundo o ng ibang tao dito sa salita na to. In fact, sinasabi nga na this is one of the most abused, okay, and misunderstood na word. Pero pag tinignan natin siya biblically, makikita natin na God is the one who designed it. Not only is the one who designed it, but He is the one who authored it. And since He is the one who designed and authored it, so ibig sabihin, that very thing, the word sex, is a holy thing to God. That's why we need to respect it. Would you say amen to that? Okay, today, we'll be talking about compassion. Can you say compassion? Or loving others. Okay, alam nyo, in a world where self is always insisting to be in the middle of everything, alam, aware ba kayo dun sa tinatawag na WIIFM? Yung tinatawag na what's in it for me? Okay, o yung sinasabi na why me, o yung other term sa kanya is victim mentality. Kung saan merong mga tao na gusto nila yung attention ng ibang tao ay nasa kanila lang. They pretend to be the victim para lang, alam mo yun, makita nila na maawa yung tao sa kanila. Okay, not only yung victim mentality, pero meron tayong sa mundo natin ngayon, yung tinatawag na it's your responsibility to help me. O yung mga tinatawag na mga selfish, me, myself, and myself, or me. So kaya nauso rin yung, yung mga selfie thing. Okay? So with that, there's a question that we need to answer or to ask. How can we be selfless in loving others, resulting for them to believe the good news and experience our good God? Diba? In the midst of self is always insisting to be in the middle of everything, how can we be selfless in loving others? Diba? Parang pag tinignan natin, parang andali lang itanong or parang andali lang gawin pero madali lang sabihin pero mahirap gawin. Okay? Resulting for them to believe the good news and experience our good God. So with that, can I ask everyone to please stand in reverence to God's word? And I want you to open your Bible to Ephesians 2. We'll be reading 3 verses lang po for tonight. Verse 8, sabi rito, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Say, gift of God. Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, God, for the power of the preaching of your word. God, we ask you, even we ask you, Holy Spirit, to speak to us and illuminate the truth of this word. Father, we pray today that we will learn about compassion, that we will learn not to Lord, center everything in us, but to be selfless in everything, because that's how you display your life for all of us. Lord, we pray, God, that we'll follow your example, Lord, to treat people with absolute love. Father, we bless you today. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody will say, amen. You may all sit down. You see, prior dito po sa verse 8, o dun sa binasa po natin, sa prior to verse 8, 9, and 10, Paul talk about to the Ephesus about them being changed by God, okay? And His power to change all of them. Kasi no, kung katulad ng pinag-usapan natin sa mga previous na topic, napag-alaman natin na merong kultura po yung mga episodes that time. Okay, meron silang tinatawag na goddess. Okay, and ang daming talamak po yung prostitution that time. And here, Paul is reminding them of who they are in Christ. In fact, binalik sila ni Paul about their past life. Okay, sinasabi niya na eto kayo before, now this is who you are in Christ. This is who you are in God. And paminsan-minsan po, mainan lang po na binabalikan din po natin. Not our old life, pero binabalikan lang natin o nagre-reflect tayo kung ano tayo before. Because this will put us in a position of appreciation and being thankful to God. Who among you here, you are thankful that God has changed you? Come on, raise your hand. Di ba? Sinasabi natin dito talaga masasabi, Lord, salamat. Na binabago mo at patuloy mong binabago ang aking buhay. Now here in Ephesians 2 verse 8, sabi dito, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. This is actually the gospel in itself. Okay, sinasabi dyan na salvation can never be achieved by good works. Pero alam natin na ang daming tao ngayon na dahil hindi sila aware, okay, o hindi nila naiintindihan fully kung ano yung ginawa ni Jesus Christ on the cross for them, ang dami pa rin tao ngayon na who are alam yan, doing good works just for them to reach God. In fact, meron pa rin mga Kristiyano ngayon nakakalungkot. Hindi pa rin nila maintindihan that salvation comes by free gift. Libre lang na binibigay ni God, hindi kailangan pong pagtrabahuhan. Ibig sabihin, even in our time to volunteer in a service, that thing is not enough. Ibig sabihin, hindi na natin kailangan gawin, okay, na sabihin na sarili natin, kaya ako nagbo-volunteer para maging close ako kay God. Hindi na po. That's why Jesus said on the in His word, it is finished. Okay? And sinasabi rito, na our salvation comes by grace through our faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. And this is not our own doing. Hindi daw po ito galing sa atin, pero gifts from God. Not a result of works so that no one may boast. Alam po natin sa mga believers, tayo mga Kristiyano rito, we are all familiar with this text. Tama po ba? Probably iba sa atin, live verse na itong Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9 or 8 to 10. Pero, pagka hinimay natin itong Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 10 o 8 to 9, makikita natin at maintindihan natin, and we will be thankful to God na hindi siya gumawa ng ibang paraan para ma-save tayo. Okay, ano example nun? Sabi niya, so that no one may boast. Buti na lang po, hindi ginawa ni God na meron tayong kailangan gawin para ma-save tayo. For example, di ba, pag halimbawa namatay tayo lahat, at nakita mo yung kaibigan mo, sabi mo, uy, pare, nandito ka rin. Kala ko last trip na yung bus namin, nandito ka rin, umabot ka pala. Okay, tapos sasabihin ng kaibigan mo, alam mo ba kung ba't ako nandito? Eh, parati ako nagtatight sa church eh. In fact, minsan, ito sa atin lang to, ha, more than 10% pa yung binibigay ko. Kaya nga ako na-save eh. Or sasabihin ng kaibigan mo, ay, manipis yan, pre. Alam mo kung ba't ako nandito? Kasi nagki-kids church ako parati. In fact, teacher nga ako doon every Sunday eh. Kung wala ako doon, nako, hindi matututo yung mga bata. O yung iba naman, sasabihin, kayo talaga, masyado kayong mga humble ha. Ako, kaya ako nandito kasi parati ako nasa tech. Kung walang tech, ano makikita ng mga tao? So, ganun, kaya ako na same. magkakaroon po ng payabangan, sabi po dyan, no? So that no one may boast. Come to think of it, what if sinabi ni God, masesave lang yung mga tao na nakasalamin? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo ngayon. Paano na yan? Sasabihin niya sa katabi mo, bye-bye. O kaya pag sinabi ni God, masesave lang yung may mga balbas. Ibig sabihin ng pati kambing masesave. Paano na yung mga walang balbas? O pag sinabi, ang masesave lang yung mga mahaba ang buhok sa kilikili. And kidding aside, what if sinabi ni God, masesave lang yung mga mapuputi lang? E paano naman kami mga fair complexion? Okay? Paano naman yung mga hands sama looking? Diba? Paano pag sinabi ni God, masesave lang yung mga matatangkad lang, yung mga six-footer? Hindi magpapaalam na kami sa inyo. Bye-bye. Diba, you see, sinabi ni God dito, it is a gift of God. Not by works so that no one may boast, pero there are still people who are trying to reach God by their good works. Okay? Kaya nga pag dumarating ang mahal na araw, nakakita tayo ng mga tao na trying to do what Christ has already done for us. Diba? Hindi nila naiintindi yung sinasabi ni Jesus na it is finished. And for all of us here as Christians, I hope mas na-appreciate po natin to. I hope mas nagiging clear sa atin. Because this is really a good news for all of us. You see, the good news expressed with good works causes others to experience our good God. Now, before we appreciate yung tinatawag na good news, kailangan po natin balikan gaano po kabad yung bad news. And Ephesians 2 verse 1, sabi doon, and you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you were once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Sinasabi ni Paul, ganito tayo dati. Even all of us here. Diba? Before we are enemies of God, sinasabi nga ni Pastor Romel kanina, before yung mga ginagawa natin, alam natin, are the things that can displease God. Pero tayo yung mga tao, patay-mali siya lang tayo. Because ang paniniwala natin, pag ginawa natin itong bagay na to, without even saying repentance to God, nagiging automatic sa mind natin na papatawarin tayo ni God. And a lot of times, sasabihin natin, God will understand the man. Kasi he's a loving God, sabi sa Bible, di ba? Pero hindi po. Di ba? Ibig sabihin, pag alam natin na ito yung past life natin and you now have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, we need to get rid of this old self and we need to start living the new self that we have in Christ. Are you here, church? Okay? Sabi niya, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. Alam po ninyo, no, apart from our Lord Jesus Christ, our original destination, lahat po tayo, is hell. Wala pong exemption. Okay? Apart from the loving mercy and grace of God, lahat po tayo, we are doomed to hell. Bakit? Kasi meron po tayong kasalanan. Okay? We're all dead. Sabi po din, you were dead in the trespasses and sins. Ang ibig po sabihin yan, we were separated from God. Pagka po sinabing separation from God, hindi lang po yan physical separation, pero that's eternal separation. Meaning to say, ang equivalent po niyan is hell. Because our life is just a dot in an eternity. And there are only two things wherein we can spend our eternity with. Whether we will spend our eternity, okay, in hell with the wrath of God, or we will experience eternity in heaven with the love of God. It's our choice. But because of our sins, sabi yan, you were dead in the trespasses and sins. You see, the fact behind, or the idea behind trespasses is that a person have crossed a line challenging God's boundaries. Ganun po tayo dati. Di ba, sinasabihin tayo, huwag kang lumapit dyan kasi mapapahamak ka. Pero tayo mga tao, minsan iig natin, talaga mong papahamak ako? Alam niyo, nagpapatintero tayo. Bakit? Kasi we are so curious what's behind the other wall. We are so curious, ano ba yung meron sa kabila? Okay, yun po yung sinisignify ng trespasses. While the idea behind sin is that we are missing the mark. Meaning to say, we are missing the standard of God. Namumuhay tayo na akala natin, okay lang ito para kay God. Pero the truth of the matter is, we are missing the standard of God. Di ba kaya nga sabi sa Bible, sa Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Good works will never give us salvation. Would you say amen to that? Okay? Only by the grace of God that we will be saved. Amen? These two things, these trespasses and sin, conveys idea of failure. Failure in what? Failure to walk upright and failure to hit the target or failing to meet God's holiness. You see, from the time sin entered man, God's desire is for all of us to be redeemed and for all of us to be holy again. That's why may sinasabi si God na, be holy for I am holy. Because we were designed in the image and likeness of God. Are you following this church? Okay? Then after that, we heard the gospel. Alam natin na makasalanan tayo before, kaaway tayo ni God. Now we were drafted to His army when we heard the gospel. Sino ba sa atin dito? Memorize natin yung meaning ng gospel. Okay? Meron ba nakaka-memorize dito? Sabi dito, the gospel is that God became man in Jesus Christ. He lived the life we should have lived and died the death we should have died. Think about that. Pinamuhay daw ni Jesus Christ yung buhay na pinamumuhay natin. And imbis na tayo yung mamatay, siya yung nagpakamatay para sa ating lahat. O siya yung namatay para sa ating lahat. In our place. 3 days later, He rose from the dead, proving He is the Son of God. Okay? Ibig sabihin, He is 100% God, and He is 100% human. And offering the gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins to anyone who repents and believes in Him. And lahat po tayo, ginawa natin yun. Tama po ba? Lahat tayo, we decided. We ask God for forgiveness. We repent and receive. Okay? And believe in Him. That is the good news. Okay? Now that we're saved, we are expected to do something. To do what? To do good works. Alam niyo, church, when we understand how compassionate God is to us and how much He has forgiven us, then we can easily do what we were created to do in Christ. And you know what is that? That is to do good works by means of being compassionate to others. Kasi gusto ko po maintindihan natin, no? Hindi po automatic sa ating lahat na maging compassionate. Hindi po automatic sa atin yon. Minsan nga, ini-snap natin yung mga tao eh. Tama ba? Minsan pag meron tayong nakikita na less fortunate, hindi automatic sa atin na maawa. Minsan namumuhay tayo na parang mga Samaritans. Yung iniiwasan natin, kasi ang dungis yan eh. Ayoko magbigay dyan kasi baka mamaya biglang buksan niya yung bintana ng anak ko. Alam natin na may ganun nangyayari. Pero for us Christians, God is expecting of us to display compassion to other people. Dahil iyon po yung ginawa niya sa atin. He had compassion on us first. And now we can do the same. Would you say amen to that? Alam po ninyo, no, Real Life Foundation started with two doctors, Dr. Joey Castro and Dr. Tess Castro. They were doctors sa Rizal Medical Center sa Pineda, Pasig. And that time po, no, nagsimula po yun sa maliit lang na pera nila. Because ang desire po nila is makatulong ng mga estudyante na pag-aralin. And every time nasa sweldo sila, kinakaltas nila yon sa kanilang sweldo. Dumating po dun sa point na nagtrabaho sila bilang teacher sa pamantasan ng Luzon ng Pasig. And alam niyo po, lahat po ng sweldo na nakukuha nila, hindi po napupunta sa kanila. Lahat po yan napupunta po dun sa mga estudyante na gusto nilang tulungan. Until in the year, I think, 2000 to 2005, yung Real Life Foundation, okay, nag-start po. And ang dami po mga kabataan na natulungan at na-bless ng foundation na to. Isa po sa mga story doon is si Madel Mercado. Isa po siyang estudyante sa Rizal High School. And that time, ito pong si Madel, wala po silang tirahan. In fact, pinapatira lang sila ng amo nila sa isang parang kubo. Pero pag pinasok mo, bodega siya actually. So hindi rin siya matulugan na maayos. And every time po na may exam, dahil ayaw niyang mag-fail sa mga subjects niya, tsaka sa mga periodic exam, alam niyo po kung saan siya nag-aaral, meron pong nakasabit na Christmas lights, lumang Christmas lights mula po sa post, papunta dun sa bahay nila. At dun po siya nagbabasa, dun siya nagre-review, dun siya nag-aaral para to make sure na she'll be ready pag may mga quizzes. One time sabi niya, ayoko ng mangarap. Pero noong time na na-introduce siya, natin siya sa Real Life Foundation, sabi niya, kala niya hindi na siya pwedeng mangarap. Pwede pa pala. Kala niya mamamatay na siyang mahirap. Pwede pa rin pala mangarap. Ngayon po, graduate na siya. Nag-work siya sa isang BPO. Okay, nag-assist siya sa mga Korean students. Okay, and she is becoming a blessing to her family. Another story po is si Jason Villones. Ito po yung mga estudyante na mga na-reach out po natin sa Rizal High School. And si Jason Villones po, nine po sila sa family. Okay, and pag pinuntahan niya po yung bahay nila, sobrang para po silang sardinas. Kasi yung tinitirahan nila, isang ano lang, parang studio type lang, pero lumang-luma. Tapos pag binuksan mo yung bahay nila, magkakapatong sila na natutulog. Nandun na yung lababo, nandun na yung CR, nandun na po yung higaan nila. And he was crying one time in our victory group. Sabi niya, Kuya, makakagraduate pa ba ako? Kuya, kung talagang totoo si God, kaya niya ba akong pagtapusin? And noong time na yun, na-refer po natin siya sa Real Life, meron pa rin siyang mga struggle. Kasi that time, yung allowance po na binibigay sa kanya is enough lang para sa pag-aaral niya. Pero alam mo, dahil sobrang meron siyang compassion sa family niya, sineshare niya minsan yung allowance na nakukuha niya para lang maitawid yung kanyang mga kapatid at family. Kasi yung tatay niya po walang trabaho. Until such time, nakagraduate po siya. Ngayon, he is a manager. Okay, kung familiar po kayo dun sa store na Paborito. Okay, siya po yung manager doon. 4 branches na po yung hinahandle niya. Okay, pwede ba natin malapang siga doon? I can tell you more stories about our Real Life scholars, kung paano po nag-move si God sa buhay nila. And yun po yung ginagawa natin. Yun po yung sinasabi ni God na we are prepared for good works. Alam mo yun, dahil alam natin na binago tayo ni God, naging compassionate si God sa ating lahat, now it's our turn to show compassion to other people. Sabi sa verse 10, for we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Alam po niya, this is just one of the proofs that God has changed us from being a self-centered person to becoming selfless. Kaya po meron tayong series na ganito, yung selfless. Kasi whether we like it or not, lahat po tayo rito selfish by nature. Lahat po tayo rito self-centered. Gusto natin na sa atin ng attention, ng spotlight. Pero from the time we experience the love of Christ in our life, now he is teaching us to become selfless. Would you say amen to that? Okay? We were created to do good works, not to be saved, but for others to experience Jesus. The way we're created is no longer to be self-centered, but to be a blessing to others. Church, we will use any possible means to win people for Jesus. Are you here? Okay? And sabi nga ng humanitarian work, anybody can do good works. Tama po. Ano po yung pinagkaiba natin sa kanila? Okay? Give man a fish, let me tell you, and you give him food for the day. Teach him to fish, and you give him food for life. But give him also the gospel, and you offer him eternal life with Jesus Christ. Ano po yung difference? The good news makes us our good works missional. Yun po yung difference natin sa ibang mga foundation. Okay, hindi lang po natin sila tinutulungan in the area of finances, but we are teaching these young men and women the values, the gospel, so that they will use this when they are old. Okay, gagamitin po nila ito pag nasa different spheres na sila ng society. That's why I remember yung story po ng isang possessed man. Okay, nung time na pinagaling siya ni God and ang dami po ng mga tao na nagpapalis kay Jesus kasi na-amaze po sila dun sa nangyari sa demon possessment. And dahil dahil po gustong sumama ng tao na to kay Jesus, sabi sa kanya ni Jesus, dito ka na lang. In fact, bumalik ka sa family mo and tell your family what the Lord has done for you, how God has shown mercy and compassion in your life. And I believe, church, that's also yung gusto pong gawin ni God sa ating lahat o gusto ni God na gawin natin. Sino sa inyo rito naniniwala ka na naging compassionate sa iyo si God? Pwede mo bang taas yung kamay mo? And I believe there's no other way for us to do than to be compassionate with others also. Alam mo ba kung bakit ka binebless ni God today? Alam mo ba yung very reason kung bakit pinagyayaman ka ni God ngayon? Hindi para i-burden ka na tumulong sa ibang tao, kundi para i-display yung buhay na nabago ni Jesus so that people will see that there's really a God who is alive, who can change people. That's why everything boils down to the fact that we have a good God. Can you say amen to that kung naniniwala ka na mabait ang Diyos mo? Amen. Sabi sa verse 4, but God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which He loves us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. You see, declaring that we are a part in Christ, okay, follow the patterns of this world. Pagkabo sinabi natin na, wala ako kay Kristo, then alam po natin kung ano po yung susunod. Mamumuhay po tayo kung ano po yung nakikita nating pamumuhay sa mundo. Magiging talamak tayo, magiging makasarili tayo, magiging makasalanan tayo. Pero sinasabi po ni Paul dito, but God. Can you say it with me? But God. But God, sabi niya, being rich in mercy. Wow! Karami. Hindi ko alam no, kung maaarok natin yun. Being rich in mercy. Okay? Because of the great love with which He loved us. Alam niyo po ba kung ano yung sinasabi na love dito? Yung love po na minimension dito ni Apostle Paul is not a phileo love. Hindi po siya eros. Pero yung love po na minimension niya rito is yung agape love. Why? Because it is the kind of selfless love that focuses on the welfare of other person. Not us. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, it's not about us. Di ba? Rather than one's own self-interest, agape love is the love with which God loves us. Ibig sabihin po, yung agape love po is more than just a feeling. It is an action love. And ginawa ko po itong equation na to because naniniwala po ako. Pagka po sinabi natin, we have compassion, our compassion should be more than a feeling, but it should be an action. A love in action. Amen? Lastly, okay, alam nyo, we ought to be judged and condemned, and yet Christ or God made us alive in Christ by grace through faith in what Christ Jesus done on the cross. That's why gusto ko ipakita itong picture na to. Iyan po yung agape love displayed on the cross. Iyan po yung greatest PDA, public display of affection, na pinaramdam po ng ating Panginoong Heso Kristo sa ating lahat. That's why, ginawa niya po yon hindi po dahil mabait tayo. Tignan mo ngayon katabi mo, mabait ba yan? Gusto ko sabihin sa atin, ginawa po ni Jesus Christ yun, binigay niya po yung buhay niya, hindi po dahil mabait tayo, but because we have a good God. Amen? Come on, let's just pray. Father, we thank you, God, for this evening. Lord, we thank you, God, na Lord, for the things that you have done, Lord God, in our lives. God, for displaying that love on the cross. Lord, thank you, God, for being, Lord, compassionate to all of us. For being merciful, for being so loving, God. Lord, that before, God, we have this life, God, na halos patapon na. And yet, you came to the rescue, Lord God. You had compassion on us, Lord. And today, Lord God, you want us also, Lord God, to be compassionate of others. Lord, I pray, God, that you will change us, Lord, from inside out, God. Lord, that you will change our hearts, God. That you will make this heart, God, so compassionate, Lord God. so that we can reach out to other people. Not just help them, Lord God, in a way that we can do, Lord God. But Lord, more than that, but to preach the gospel to these people. Lord, help us to understand, God, the very reason, God, you are blessing us with so much, God, so that you can, Lord, use us, Lord God, to be a testimony to other people, Lord God, to be a testimony of your love, God, to be a testimony of your mercy, to be a testimony, God, of your compassion. Lord, touch this heart, God. Change this heart, Lord. Help us, God, to see people, Lord God, how you see us, Lord God, that once we were lost and now we're found, Lord, in you. We bless your name today. Can you just put your hand to your heart right now? And I want you to talk to God, come to God, saying, Lord, make this heart, God, beats, Lord God, for the lost people. Lord, let this heart beats, Lord, for the less fortunate, God. Lord, help us, God, to display, Lord, this love for others. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, give us that opportunity, Lord God, to be a blessing every day, Lord. In Jesus' name.